Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It doesn't make a lot of sense, right, on paper, so, and everybody's ripping it naturally. I'm just reading some more reports. I guess the Boston Globe reported that the Red Sox had just had enough. That's a quote, had enough. Per Red Sox sources, it's according to the Boston Globe, the team's feeling was that the $313 million contract comes with responsibilities to do what is right for the team, and that Devers did not live up to those responsibilities. And the other part of it, obviously you don't like that, and you ask, you got to play a certain position, you want him to do that, so that could create a little bit of a problem. But the other part of why I think it might not be as bad as everybody expects is because don't you trust Cora, BT, to a certain extent, to know the locker room, know the clubhouse. Yep. It's not like the Red Sox were playing great. They just swept the Yankees and finally are like, wow, maybe they have some life. So on the surface, it's like, oh, well, just as you're getting going, you trade their best hitter. But it's not like they've been great, and maybe he was more of a problem than they thought was worth it, and they could try to replace his offensive production elsewhere.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think this started as soon as they got Bregman. He's like, nah, I'm not moving. You know what position I play. You know, let him figure it out. So the tone was set. He didn't, and I understand you want to play your position, but you know it's like the Red Sox are coming off back to back championships here. You would think there'd be some flexibility from a leader to do what's best for the development of the team, which he apparently had no interest in doing. And then against the Yankees last weekend, there was a ball that he did not run out. I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah.
A little.
I was going to say, Cora did say it wasn't a lack of hustle, but I don't know about that specific.
Because he asked him, he said, "Are you hurt?" He's like, he thought he pulled something. And then apparently when he was told he did not, Cora had a little bit of a different reaction. So if that's what you see in public, you can only imagine what's going on behind closed doors. Devers seems, he's a great hitter.
He's a Yankee killer.
He is. I have no problem getting rid of him, man. Listen, go feast on the Dodgers and the Rockies and those other West teams here. He destroys the Yankees here. But he's not a good fielder, not a good runner, and apparently not a good clubhouse guy. So, but the money he's making is not awful. Like, it's 29, 29, 33. You know, he's 20. I don't know if he's going to age well. We always have that conversation. But the Giants have been looking to give money away for years.
Yep.
They wanted to give $400 million to Judge. They wanted to get Stanton before the Yankees traded for him. You know, they've tried to do this, and it just hasn't really worked out. So he is a stud hitter. And, you know, that's not a good ballpark to hit in, particularly as a lefty with triples alley, mm-hmm. I should say. It's hard to hit their home runs, the thick air, the marine layer stuff. But he's going to hit a lot of gappers, and his average might – maybe fewer home runs, his average might go up. But it's a great move for the Giants. I just want to know – did the other teams know he was being dealt? I would have loved to have known, even on the most cursory level. Did Stearns get a call? Hey, Dave, we're moving. We want to move this guy. You want him? Any interest? You got to take on the full contract. And if that was said to Stearns, which it probably was not, does that go back to Cohen? And if it was taken back to Cohen, what would Cohen? How does he process that money?
Yeah, I'm sure that the Red Sox didn't just trade him without inquiring other teams. As for the Mets specifically, I mean, I'm sure we'll find out in some reports. I would not take him on if I'm the Mets. I would not get tied into another contract like that with Lindor and Soto.
Well,
Plus, you know, they're going to need to pay for some of the pitching at some point here.
And so, Nemo's got some years, too.
Yeah, Nemo, exactly. And, you know, what are they going to do with Pete? So, but, yeah, it's fascinating to find out who would be out there. I'm curious. To me, the biggest question is going to be, well, what do the Red Sox do with this newfound money now? Are they going to go take on another contract somewhere and go get in another play? You're never going to get the same caliber player, but can you get two guys who you think could help your ball club and invest that money in the team? Or is it just, well, we wipe our hands with whatever was left on the contract and don't have to worry about it? That would be the wrong thing to do.
Think about if either the Yankees or the Mets in the last X amount of years traded somebody like Mookie Betts and Devers.
Yeah, this is the Red Sox.
Think about our reaction to that as fans.
Be disgusted with that. What are you kidding me? It's unacceptable. Yeah. BT and Sal on the Fan. 888-808-1019, the number to call. We're talking both Yankees and Mets. Vinny's on Long Island. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, Vin.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Great show as always. Hope
Thanks,
you guys
buddy.
Had a great Father's Day.
You too, Vin.
It was
up?
Awesome. Thanks, man. You too.
Absolutely. So so this is my thing. So I kind of agree a little bit with both of you. I think that there's no need to necessarily panic. Panic is too strong a word. To be a little bit concerned, absolutely. Each team has their equal concerns. I think the Yankees, you know, Cash was notorious for making trades.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Deadlines, he's definitely going to shore up that bullpen. I hope you get a nice big bat to help out that offense. I don't know who's going to be available. And Sal, I really hope for your sake, the Mets, this is a big 10-game stand with the Braves and the Phillies. Hopefully they kick the hell out of them. But we'll see what happens. So, two quick points. My two concerns going into the playoffs, and I know we got a lot of playoffs, let them get their slumps out now. Let them get their losing streaks out now. I'm totally okay with that. But my two concerns are these. The Yankees, like you said earlier, E.T., the Yankees statistically were one of the worst defensive teams last year.
Yep.
And they seem to have, Cashman did a great job of going to Plan B and shoring up that defense. My two concerns are this, and one I think affects the other. One, I think their defense has moments where they're unfocused and they're base running and they're unfocused. And that, to me, they're too good defensively to have focus issues like that. And for whatever reason, I don't know if that's Boone not being hard enough. I don't know.
Well, it's young players, too. It's not a coincidence that the younger players with Dominguez and Rice specifically. I mean, you could throw in Volpe there as well. He's still young.
Absolutely. But then that's when Boone and some of the senior veterans need to get in there, you know what, and tell them to shape it up.
Well, they
but
might
I think
have.
That problem leads to the bigger problem.
Yeah.
I think Judge is he's having a great year. He's my favorite player. He's an absolute god, and we're blessed to watch him. But as we know, he's had some hiccups in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And until he gets that right, he's too good of a player. It's all mental with him. But my concern is this. As you can see, if he doesn't hit, the offense goes as far as Judge is going to take them. I think the problem is, part of the problem, and Judge has to figure this out, if the Yankees' offense is not clicking, that's even more pressure that I think he puts on himself internally. Mm-hmm. And in the big spot, whether it's in the playoffs against the Dodgers, I mean, or the World Series against the Mets or the Dodgers, or the playoffs against the Tigers, or even a series against the Red Sox, who haven't been what we thought they were going to be, but maybe with the money available for trade endeavors, they're going to get some big guys, whether it's this year or next year. A big series like this against your rival, even though they haven't been your typical rival the last couple of years,
yep.
He didn't show up. So I think, you know, the pressure that he's going to put on himself from not doing well in the past and the pressure he puts on himself when he has to step up when the team's not hitting, it's a little bit more of a concern than I think we're letting on.
Listen, it's a good call, Vinny. I think you raised a lot of intelligent points there. I think for the most part, you're on point. The Judd stuff is incredible. It's incredibly fascinating to me. Like, I would, and we won't get this answer because I don't think he'll ever engage in this kind of a conversation. I would love to know how he redirects the pressure. We talk about it all the time. We know what he's done in October. We know what he has not done in October. Does he actually carry that burden with him, or does he just throw himself into the process of getting ready and let the results take care of themselves?
See, I know why you're using the word pressure and why Vinny used it there, and I did think that was an excellent call, so thank you for that, Vinny. I would not say that he can't handle the pressure. Was there not pressure on him against Garrett Crochet to tie that game? That is a massive home run on the road against the guy who was own you in that spot, knowing that you have to hit a home run to keep your team alive, and he did it. He hit the home run against Class A in the postseason in that similar spot where, like, all right, here he comes.
In the postseason.
Exactly. Ugh. This is a huge spot. What's he going to do here? And boom, he came through with that home run. How about the pressure of chasing the home run record? Now, it's not the same as maybe a postseason and team success, but
that's
still
different. That's totally different pressure.
It might even be worse. The individual, dude, every eye in the game is watching you.
But you're not letting anybody down except really yourself. And I guess fans, you're not letting your teammates down. You know what I mean?
I still feel like that's an enormous amount of pressure going up there, knowing that you need to hit a home run and doing it continually, you know, 59, 60, 61, 62. Yep. All the way through, those are pressurized at bats. So I don't know if it's pressure as opposed to trying to do too much. And maybe they're both in the same or tied together, intertwined, whatever. I do think there are times, this weekend was one, where Judge was like, all right, I'm going to bury the Red Sox myself. He's done this in the postseason before, probably dating back to 2017. He's that good that he could do it, but maybe he's putting too much on his own back and trying to do too much in these series.
See, to me, and you make the distinction between pressure versus trying to do too much. To me, they're the same thing. Now, you get there different ways, obviously, but there's overlap there by knowing, certainly more so last year and years before, when the Yankees lineup was just weak. It was just substandard for a Yankee lineup, let alone a team that's trying to win a World Series. Didn't have it. Soto obviously helped, but around it was just not good. So there's the pressure, oh my God, like if I don't get this done, I'm going to get crushed again, and I'm not Ruth, and I can't be one of those guys until I win a World Series, and I got to get it done. And that's pressure. But also trying to do much is a subset of pressure. Right. I really think that they're all connected there. I don't know how he can mentally divorce, unless he's a robot, which he's not, because if he was, he would have a higher average in October. I think that they are pretty much the same thing. Pressure and trying to do too much. I'll give you an example. Think about when you first got on the air. I remember doing this.
Yeah.
Like when I first started getting regular shifts early in my career, I felt like every show was a referendum on whatever talent level I have or whatever I bosses thought I could become. And trying to do too much, that was born out of pressure trying to show that I'm worthy of this spot and more. I think it's the same thing.
Yeah, maybe. I could see how it could be intertwined. He just needs to tell himself, I can't try to do too much. Be yourself. The problem with that is if he doesn't do enough, he knows that the team probably isn't going to have the ultimate success.
Yes, which is why I think it's always unfair, and this is always my response. Like, how is Aaron Judge going to rate among the all-time Yankee Titans if he doesn't, you know, win the World Series or have his October moment, whatever? And Sal just pretty much said why. Because the pressure or trying to do too much is derived directly from the fact that there's not a lot around him. So if he knows that and we know that, then why would we not hold them to, or at least give a little context to the standard that we hold Yankee greats to? That's why it's very interesting.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.